Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
John Jastrzemski. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. And Sports Radio 66. Bam!
Alrighty, let's roll, baby. It's 7:02 here on this Friday evening. It's like happy hour with JJ. It's Dan Jastrzemski. We are right here on the Fan, 877-337-6666. We welcome in the split tag team. You got Peter Hoffman and, of course, Paul the Shark Rosenberg, who is patrolling the controls. Back on the other side of the glass, you got Ack and Mr. Met. They'll have your updates at the top of every hour, and we are with you up until 11 o'clock. Then it'll be the schmooze. Stevie Summers, he's coming your way then. Where else? The Fan, right here in New York City. And first things first here, and I know this is going to be something we do a whole lot of, I want to commend and I want to thank Evan Roberts and Ernie Acosta, because, you know, for 3 days, they let me be a part of their show, and we had a ton of fun going through, you know, the great Yankee wins, the horrific Yankee losses, even got the chime in from Mike yesterday. So to go through the whole bracket, to go through the whole proceedings, I found that to be super awesome, super cool, and was an absolute blast. And in a time in which we are searching for that light at the end of the tunnel when it comes to sports, at a time in which we are searching for the return to action and for our country to obviously become a much better place, to have something along those lines that was as lighthearted, fun, and yet highly contested. I mean, it felt like Ernie and I disagreed on every single one of these. I think we ultimately got it right in saying that the 2001 Game 7 of the World Series ends up taking a cake. Because it was, after all, Game 7 of the World Series, and the Yankees had a lead. Now, the collapse as a whole against Boston, yes, as an overall event, the collapse against Boston is as bad as it gets from a Yankee standpoint. Absolutely positively true. But we were doing individual games, and I tried to get that Edgar Martinez game some love. Ernie and you guys as callers did not want to cooperate. We had some debates on, out of all the four games against Boston, which one was the most painful for you to deal with, but we got a grand conclusion, and we go from there. Now, two big stories to get us going. One coming out of the NFL, the other coming out of Major League Baseball. Let's start first with the NFL, because when we got off the air yesterday, and I got this information from my sister, who is one of the House of Highlights people, and she does a fabulous job over there with their social media and their videos and all the stuff they bring to the table. I didn't want to spoil the party yesterday, because to me, that's not my story to break. That's their story to break. They had the video of Saquon Barkley and Jamal Adams and Mahomes and Elliott. I mean, you name it. It was a cast of thousands of NFL stars speaking out on racial injustice, the response of the NFL, the victims of racial injustice, and putting a video together that was not coming from the NFL. That was not coming from the NFL's people and its social media department. And in many ways, you could look at it where the players are telling you point blank, we don't believe that you're aligned in what we are trying to speak out on. We don't believe you're getting our message out there. So therefore, we're going to go to a place like House of Highlights, and we're not going to go through you. Powerful video, every which way. You fast forward 24 hours later, and this literally just broke, like 20 minutes ago. That's why I always got to be on Twitter before I get on the air. I mean, it blows my mind, actually. It blows my mind. I'm going to throw this out there. The idea that people think they could script their entire show for 4 hours and not being able to respond and react to breaking news. Like, I'm sorry. That's the way the business works. If you're in the business, you got to know it throws you a bunch of curveballs. You got to know you got to react to something. Boom. It's in front of you. Go. That's what we have right now. Because Roger Goodell sent out a video saying, quote, "We, the NFL, admit we were wrong for not listening to black players earlier and encourage all to speak out and peacefully protest. We believe black lives matter," end quote. That video comes from Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the National Football League. And basically what it's telling you is his approach, the league's approach to everything that went on in 2016 and 2017 with all the protests that were going on, they believe they were in the wrong on that. So basically that video tells you they are going to acknowledge the players' right to peacefully protest and do what they want to do, whether it's the anthem, whether it's this, whether it's that. And I think most players are going to have the argument of hallelujah. We've been waiting to hear this from Roger Goodell for forever. Is he aligned with our needs? I mean, if you watch that, I don't know how you argue otherwise. Now, some are going to make the argument that Colin Kaepernick, quote unquote, was right all along. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now. No matter what, I don't see any way, I don't see any avenue that Colin Kaepernick is back starting in the NFL. I don't. Now, I've told you this countless times. I don't think he's that good. I think he kind of peaked in like 2013, was on the downswing 14, 15, 16. And could he be, you know, a guy that plays like a Matt Moore type? Yeah. Could you make the argument he's like the 31st or the 32nd quarterback in the league? Maybe you could do that. But when you're the quarterback of the league of a given team, there are certain elements that, from a distraction standpoint, fair or unfair, whether they're reasonable or not, people aren't going to want to bring to that team. And when you are Patrick Mahomes, it's going to be treated much differently than when you're Colin Kaepernick. I'm sorry. That's the reality of the situation. But in Goodell releasing this video, and with the NFL basically giving you a total about face from what their policy was as of last year, the year before that, I think they are very much not only trying to align with their current players and make the message pretty clear that, hey, we got your back, but I also get the sense that they're admitting to some degree that they were, quote unquote, wrong about the way they handled the whole Colin Kaepernick situation. That would be the feeling I get, I mean, with this sort of video. And listen, there are a whole lot of people that have had their eyes very much open up to what they saw in the murder and the tragedy last week in Minnesota and the aftermath after, you know, the last few days. So you got Roger Goodell very much on board with his players. So some are going to say it's long overdue. Some are going to say it's not good enough. See, I don't look at it that way. You want to tell me, all right, it has cost Colin Kaepernick? Maybe it has. Colin Kaepernick's play is also one of the reasons he's not starting in the league. I'm not going to say in the league because, yeah, he could be a backup quarterback. But, like, I look up and down the league right now. You tell me you would want Colin Kaepernick as your starter? Tell me the team. The only team you could tell me maybe is the Chicago Bears. But not for nothing, Nick Foles went out and won Super Bowl MVP. Colin Kaepernick ever do that? I don't think so. So, all of these situations either have established quarterbacks, young quarterbacks. But, again, he was, without question, railroaded by the NFL owners. He was railroaded, and it was the combination of, well, guess what? The performance was not worth the idea of bringing him in. So, it's complicated every which way. But what the NFL did is not complicated. They got it right. So, I don't want to hear, oh, Goodell too little, too late. Day late and a dollar short. No. Because we should be opening our eyes every which way to some of the injustices that are going on in this country. And the NFL and Roger Goodell are going to do that? Good. More power to them. So I'm not going to be one. And I vilify Goodell on 10,000 different things. I, for one, am not going to vilify him on this statement. Now, let's get to Major League Baseball. From one sticky situation to another. And I wake up today and I see the notion and I see the idea of a 48-game season. And it pisses me off, folks. Okay? Let's call a spade a spade. It pisses me off that we're talking about baseball compromising to a point, or basically the owners railroading and pushing the players to a point where they may be forced to take a 48-game season proposal in order to kick off 2020. I think that is an awful, awful idea. That is something I am not a believer in any way. And I would not be supportive of it. But me and my lack of support should be viewed very differently than, well, I don't want baseball at all. And I saw some of that today on Twitter. They're going to play 48 games. To hell with it. To hell with them. Let them sit out the entire season. Now, maybe this is my sense of desperation. Maybe this is me being the ultimate baseball junkie and I need baseball in my life. I'll take anything. Full disclosure, folks. I will take anything when it comes to the resumption of a 2020 campaign. I don't think we will see the extreme of 48 games, but I can express to all of you, I am so sick and tired of day in and day out, hour in and hour out, exhausting myself on social media, checking social media every day, waiting, wishing, hoping that we are going to get a season, that we are going to have some sort of baseball campaign. I'm exhausted by it because the NBA has had no problem in trying to get their game up and running, which they approved every which way. The NHL has found a way to put a plan in place to get their game up and running. The NFL has had this entire offseason, despite everything that is going on with the pandemic, all systems go. Yet here we are in baseball and their owners and their players, and hands down, it is far more their owners than the players. Cannot find a way to get this season up and running. They cannot find a way to get this season going. And that is completely unacceptable. And what bothers me too is this waiting game that we are having right now is costing you games. They could have been in a spring training period at this point in time. Maybe by next point, this time next week, they could have been in spring training. Now it's kind of just pushing everything back. And if they end up getting to the season, and maybe there is some compromise, despite the owners and the players telling you their line has been completely drawn in the sand. This is the players' proposal. This is the owners' proposal. And this is what it's going to be. It's disheartening with everything that's going on with the pandemic in our society, that yet baseball seems completely oblivious to all of that. Can't tell me any other way. it seems tone deaf. It seems misguided and just flat out ridiculous that yet we sit here on June the 5th and I have to entertain the possibility that we could have a 48-game season. And again, I'll take it over the alternative of no baseball. But man, have a clue. All these other sports, to their credit, it seems like they have a plan. It seems like they have a clue. Can you tell me with certainty you believe in the ownership groups and the commissioner of Major League Baseball? Right now, I think he's a fool. I mean, let's call it like it is. He's the worst commissioner right now in sports. You know, Goodell was that guy for a long period of time. Goodell wouldn't make the NFL look this bad because you know what? They'd play. Say what you want about PR blunders, whatever. The money, the cash keeps coming in. Baseball can't solve this problem. And I get more and more enraged by the day with each passing day of no news and of no agreement. And I can only imagine what that frustration is going to be if there's no season. Then I'm going to lose it. 7:17 here on this Friday evening. See, I could get the days of the week right. So we're off to a decent start tonight. Stage 8, John Jastrzemski, we're right here on the Fan. Get aboard, 877-337-6666. We get a mea culpa from Roger Goodell. We get more hostility, it seems, from the owners, the Players Association. And again, if it's less than 50 games, 48 games, according to Paston over at ESPN, is that still grounds and still worth playing? Or would you rather just see baseball, say, sayonara for 2020? Your calls, your reaction, they're coming up next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,